Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of the program. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Alan Lee filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Alan, just an hour left. Man, the show has just flown by. But we do want to pick up here first and talk a little bit about Bill Russell and what the NBA and the Players Association have agreed to, which is a great thing. That is, number 6 will be retired and no one will ever wear that number again. My biggest complaint, it's a day late and a dollar short. The man lived to be 88 years old, and the NBA has to wait until after he passes to understand or recognize this man who was a great man his entire life. Jackie Robinson died prematurely at 53 years old. His honor, Alan, goes back to 1997. Baseball did it 25 years ago. And a buddy of mine who worked in Detroit at Channel 4, Brad, who works at Fox Sports now, Alan, he hit me up and said, and I don't know how I forgot this, but that the NHL did retire Wayne Gretzky's number 99 throughout the league in 2000, you know, when he retired. So they didn't wait. The great one. Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player we've ever seen, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, no question about it.
No question. So they did it, and the NBA, you know, I love the honor. I'm not going to take away from that, but I'm a little bent. I'm a little verklempt over it.
You hope that maybe, as it was alluded to earlier, that perhaps they may have approached Russell earlier and he said, you know, no, I really don't want to do it. But it's still one of those things that you hope somebody at some point in time would have had a conversation and said, let's do this. It needs to be done. But far too often in life, things go unsaid and things go undone until it's too late. And then you recognize, oh, darn, we should have gotten to this. We should have done this. Well, let's do it now. Well, that's fine and good. But like you said, then you get people like yourself who get upset by it because you should have honored the guy when he was alive.
Exactly. And he lived a long life. It's one thing if you didn't get to it, Alan, and somebody passes unexpectedly or, you know, prematurely.
Yeah.
Then you could go, okay, guy was 88. He was still going to events, still showing up to stuff. I see Bill Russell all the time at NBA events.
He was in that PSA about even getting the
vaccination. That was 2020.
Right.
Right. So at 86, he was doing PSAs for the NBA. And we talked about he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, right?
Yep.
Honor in 2012. So that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Could have done it then. So, all right, I have my piece.
All right, which reminds me, Rob, sooner or later, I'm going to have to retire some chicken wings in your honor.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have to, man. You know, you're the king of chicken wings.
You know I love the chicken wings, the yard bird, all day, all night.
I still have this nightmare image in my head where you were singing the theme song from KRS.
WKRP.
Yeah, I'm just seeing you in your Venus flytrap outfits.
With the bell bottoms, no doubt.
Yes.
All right, so Alan, this weekend I'm on my way to D.C., and I'm going to the Padres and Nationals on Friday night, and then Saturday the Commanders are playing.
I know how much you love your Padres.
Yeah, I've got the Padres going to the World Series. But anyway, my point is, you know I love going to sporting events. You know, when I go on vacation, I go to ball games all the time. If you follow my Twitter, you always see me at the ballpark with friends and whatnot. And, of course, I've been in this business for 36 years and I've covered a lot of big games and been to almost every single stadium in the country. I feel so blessed and honored. And I've been at great moments and been at stadiums that were rocking and the crowd and the intensity. I was there at Shea Stadium when the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs.
Mm.
You know, stuff like that you just see on TV, you get goosebumps. Imagine covering it or being in the ballpark and whatnot. And tonight, of course, is the Field of Dreams in Iowa. The Cubs and Reds, not a sexy matchup because both teams are bad, but it makes sense because the Cubs have a minor league team in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
And the Reds were the first professional sports team in the history of the United States. So they have a lot of tradition. They're wearing the old school uniforms and whatnot. But I started to think about some of these games and moments and things that I've been to over the years. And what are the best events or venues or something that where you just thought, I've died and gone to heaven, or I can't believe, because I know there are a lot of people who are in Iowa. They saw the movie, and for a lot of young people, Alan, they never saw Field of Dreams.
Right.
So when they watched it last year, and it was the Yankees and the White Sox, it was special. Am I right? When they came out of that cornfield.
Oh, no question. And I think it's Field of Dreams is a very special movie for men, especially if you've lost your father, which in my case I did too. I remember the first time Field of Dreams came on at home one time, right, and I had seen it at the movies, obviously. And my wife caught me watching this upstairs in the bedroom, and I was crying.
Right.
And she walked in, and she goes like, what is wrong with you? And I said, and I had to roll back the scene. I said, you know, this brings back memories of me and my dad. And I said,
right.
it's hard to watch. It's so touching. And she just like laughs at me. She goes, every time it's on, she goes like, oh, are you going to shed a tear? And
right.
I'm like, oh, I go, you are so mean.
She is mean.
Right.
Your wife is nice and mean. But there are things in movies and stuff that take you back to a place. That's why movies are magical. You know what I mean? Because they really do connect with people and situations. And Alan, you know, you're a big sports guy as well and was a sportscaster before you got in the news. Is there anything or can you remember a great game that you went to? Because
thinking about this. I've covered NBA Finals. I've covered the Super Bowl, Indy 500, World Series, NCAA Final Four. And I would have to say, if I had to pick, it would probably be that one because it was my first big thing to go to when I was a sports editor. Actually, at Purdue University when I was in school.
When you were in college.
When I was in college. So it was Purdue. They played UCLA. Larry Brown was head coach at UCLA. Louisville was there, and they played against Iowa. So Denny Crum was coach at Louisville. And the whole game, I had the UCLA cheerleaders right in front of me because we were on courtside. So that was a nice side distraction. But just that whole pageantry of that was great. And then I would have to also say the Super Bowl, and you and I were probably still in Detroit. I'm not sure if you were still there, but the Super Bowl in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and it wasn't. I didn't go to the game. It was so much the pageantry of the week.
Right.
And all the parties. That was what I was really more interested in because I got to go to the Playboy party.
What was that 2006?
I think
January 2006.
Because it was unseasonably warm that whole week.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
I was still in Detroit.
Yeah, it was crazy warm.
I was working for the Detroit News then, and it was really something.
Right, but I got to go to all these parties, like the Playboy party, and I did the Players party, and so it was a great. The Super Bowl is just like a fun week. And by the time the game comes around, everybody's like, "Oh, I'm just going
to
watch." You
remember,
the TV.
It used to be blowouts. Remember, the games used to be terrible
right.
in the Super Bowl. Like 40, 35 point blowouts, and always one team was ready and the other team was partied out. You know, from the back then, it used to be 2 weeks, you remember? It used to be way too long, and it never turned out to be a good game. But I'm trying to think, and I've been to a ton of things. There was a playoff game at the old Pontiac Silverdome.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Brett Favre threw the touchdown pass to Sterling Sharp to beat the Lions at the last second? I was at that game.
Wow.
I told you in 86, I was at the Mets. I was at that game. I was at Yankee Stadium back-to-back nights where the Yankees were down. This is to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't know if you remember this, Alan. Two outs in the ninth inning. Tino Martinez hit a two-run home run to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth. And then the next night, Scott Brosius hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game.
Yeah, they brought that back. That
you remember
memory
that?
Back on the captain, the Derek Jeter series that's on right now. They talk about that. So
that was an unbelievable moment, and I remember the press box, the overflow press box, was underneath the stadium, and it was shaking the whole stadium and people jumping around, and it was an incredible scene. And I've been, you know, I've covered NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I've covered Stanley Cup Finals working in Detroit all those years with the Red Wings and their success. So I've been to a lot of games. I'm just curious. We want to hear from you. Would you love, to be in Iowa to see something like this, the Field of Dreams game? And did you watch last year? And did you get goosebumps? Because I got goosebumps. What game or venue have you been to? Have you been to a big game, a big moment, or just been at a venue like a stadium or like, that Wrigley Field for the first time?
Yeah.
Or any kind of venue. Like, that's a great place. You got to go to Fenway Park. If you're a baseball fan, Alan, you got to go to those two places.
Yeah, when I was a kid, Rob, we got back in the day, which is crazy. You could go day of and get box seats at Wrigley Field, and we used
for $350.
I had an uncle who would come in from Philadelphia, and he loved baseball, and he would always take me to go to Wrigley Field. And I just remember sitting behind the home plate at Wrigley Field, watching, and I never forget this: Bob Gibson pitch against Ferguson Jenkins.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And
right there.
That memory, I just still, to my deathbed, I can still visualize that.
No doubt. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What's your favorite event, venue? Would you love to be in Iowa and with the 9,000 people watching old-time baseball? It is the Odd Couple. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's a little Andy Griffith. here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road. Their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you both save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. And I got to say this, Alan. The two most famous aunts in television history are who?
Well, it's got to be Aunt B, for one.
And Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
You old fish-eyed fool from
Sanford. But black people get it right. It's Aunt Esther and Aunt B.
Right.
There ain't no Aunt B. What is Aunt? Aunt B. What is that? It's A-U-N-T. It's Aunt. I'm sorry. That's one of my pet peeves. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about venues.
All right.
The Field of Dreams game is going on in Iowa. And have you been to, what's the best thing you've been to? Ballpark, atmosphere, ball game. Let us know.
Yeah, but we got a lot of calls, Rob. Let's get right to it. We got George from Mobile, Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. George, talk to us.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I don't know about you guys from Detroit understanding this venue much, but if you've ever been to Talladega, when there's 160,000 people in the stands, and especially if you spend any time in the infield, which makes Mardi Gras look like a church mortuary, it is an insane scene. I went there in, I want to say, 92 or 93. I was actually a reporter for a small weekly newspaper out of college, and went there credentialed. But I went, because I was working for a weekly, I wasn't there to do a game story, right? It's a culture story.
Right, right, right. You had time to write. There. You had time to get sober and write a story a couple days later.
Exactly. But so I go up there on Friday. I'm there for the whole shebang, for the whole weekend. And the whole Mardi Gras style infield scene, all the preparations for the race, and then I take my credentials, go up to the press box, cover the race. Dale Earnhardt wins the race, comes up there to the press box to do the post-race interviews. He's got his daughter sitting on his lap. She's like 12 at the time. And I'm a fan of the race, but, of course, I can't geek out at this point because I'm trying to be a professional in the press box.
Right,
but
go ahead.
You can't help but inside feel what's going on there in the scene. You've got Dale Earnhardt holding his daughter, talking about winning the race, 150,000 people there. There are drunk fans on the lids to their ice chest, sledding down the embankment.
Wow.
It's just an incredible scene, and it's not like anything you would ever see anywhere else.
Hey. Thanks for sharing that story. My goodness, it sounded like it was a Mardi Gras-like atmosphere. Let's get some more people in.
All right, we got Rick from Fort Lauderdale. Rick, I understand you have a great story. And
Rick,
you listen
we
to
know
The Odd
Rick.
Couple.
Yes.
What's up, Rob and Alan? How you guys doing?
Great,
doing
great.
Doing good, man. We're holding it down, my man.
That's good. Hey, listen, I've been to the old Yankee Stadium. I've been to the old Busch Stadium. I was at the 87 National Championship at the old Orange Bowl, Miami and Oklahoma. But I got to tell you guys this touching story. Alan talked about what Field of Dreams, you know, the whole father and son thing.
Sure.
And Rob, you know, I believe I told you, my father and I were originally from Cuba. Obviously,
yes.
Huge baseball fans. My late father, huge St. Louis Cardinal Yankee fans. He brought that on to me. That's how I became a Yankee Cardinals fan. But we in 1984, after almost 20 years of living in this country, my father, you know, obviously we became Dolphin fans because there was no baseball.
Sure.
He had never gone to a Dolphins game. And it was Marino's second year, as you know, the year that he went to his only Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, when the Dolphins qualified to go to the AFC Championship, he says, you know what, Rick? I want to go to the championship. I'm going to go, are you serious, Dad? He goes, yeah. in Spanish, I want to go to that game. And it was the one and only time that my father and I ever went to a football game.
Wow.
84 AFC Championship game, and obviously the Dolphins, Marino beat his hometown team, the Steelers.
Right.
And that is what made, even more than any baseball game, even him being my manager in Core League Baseball, going to that AFC Championship because it was my dad's only football game ever
in his life. Man, Rick, thanks for sharing that, Rick.
Yeah,
for
that's
real.
Very special. Wow.
Wow. One game, and that was it.
You never forget that stuff.
No.
We have Sean from Oregon. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Sean, what you got?
Hey, you guys. You know, baseball gets it right. And it starts in the old tradition and the old promotions they used to do. You know, and I grew up pretty poor and just usually listening to radio and reading the newspaper every day. And a lot of times it was my neighbor's newspaper. He'd let me read after he was done with it. And my first game, well, it was my second game up at Jay Buhner Day, where anybody that showed up with a bald head or shaved their head, they had a whole bunch of people out in front of the kingdom shaving heads that day.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it was totally awesome, you guys. I'll never forget that. And just when you go to a baseball game, especially here on the West Coast, we don't have those East Coast aggro people, especially up in the Northwest. We're just enjoying our experience with each other and just eating good food and just eating, drinking, and being merry. And that's what I think of when I go to the baseball games. And we got the All-Star game in Seattle next year.
I'll be there.
And I'm sure. I hope I see you there, brother. Thanks for letting me voice my opinion, you guys.
No, thank you. Thank you for those stories. We got a couple more we could squeeze in.
Yes, Jordan from Atlanta. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Really quickly, I have two. One was Ronald Acuna hitting the Grand Slam in 2018 against the Dodgers.
Thanks.
I know we lost that series, but that was probably the loudest moment that I've ever been in.
That must have been great. You know, when the crowd like that, because I was at the World Series in Atlanta when they won, and it was bananas. It was bananas.
Yes, it was crazy. And then my second one was, it'll probably surprise you, but Vanderbilt in South Carolina in probably 2014. Vanderbilt took the opening kickoff to the house, and then after that, it was pretty much downhill. South Carolina, right?
That
away.
Was it.
Yes, it was surprisingly interesting.
Yes, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Alan, got another one?
Yes, we do. We have Matt from Milwaukee. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Matt?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Good. Hey, Rob, I've followed your whole career, and I loved you back on the old show and everything, and you giving Skip Bayless some stuff.
Appreciate it.
I love that. So I love that you could hang with those guys and all those old times and old years that you gave everybody what you thought. But anyway, I don't want to be negative because everybody's saying great stuff. But to me, I bartended up in Minneapolis, and I worked every Sunday, and we had four buses going to the game. And finally, my boss at the end, he's like, the championship game. He goes, here's two tickets to the championship
game.
Wow. Yeah. Well, guess what? 1998. The best team I think that's ever been on record, or the best offense, Moss, everybody, Randall Cunningham.
Oh, that team was supposed to win the Super Bowl. Dennis Green was the coach. It was a great team. And who was the kicker who made every field goal that year?
Oh my God! It was just I couldn't believe that I worked all year to see all these fans go bartending and then finally get tickets to the championship game, and I'm actually sitting when the field goal goes up.
Man.
And I got to see these guys do the Dirty Bird. I'm sorry, I did not want to be negative, but that was one of those things where I'm like, I can't believe I'm even here.
Yeah, Matt, the important thing is, did you enjoy yourself and have a great time?
Up until that point, right?
I did, but okay. Dennis Green didn't kick the field goal before the first half, and then, like you said, our field goal kicker, Anderson
made every field goal that year, Alan. Do you remember that?
He made every
field goal except that one, and it cost him. I mean,
except that one. Yeah.
Yep, it was so bad. All right, appreciate it.
Dennis Green, you want to crown him?
You want to crown them? Then go ahead. Crown them.
Then crown their ass.
Then crown them. They are who we thought they were.
And we let them off the hook.
Thank you, Dennis. The late, great Dennis Green. One of the classic meltdowns after a Monday Night Football game. I still remember watching it.
They crowned her ass.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game, bro.
It's time for Teich's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teich's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Teich's Tower of Trivia, my personal favorite segment on the radio. It's really pointless to me because Alex knows everything there is to know about sports. So I don't know why we keep doing this every week, but we do. It's really simple. Gonna ask a question of Alex to answer, and you guys, Rob and Alan, are going to give him a hint without saying the word. It's pretty pretty simple. Real quick, Rob, I do want to say that I was at Dodger Stadium for Clayton Kershaw's no-hitter.
Were you?
I was out there. I was actually getting paid to be there. I was working at Dodger Stadium at the time, so I got paid to watch Clayton Kershaw throw a no-hitter. So that would definitely be the top of my memorable moments list.
Hey, that's a sweet moment. I was there at Yankee Stadium when David, what was the left-hander? I just forgot his name. The left-hander. He pitched a perfect game. David Wells. David Wells pitched a perfect game. I covered that game. And that was incredible, too. So those are special moments.
Truly,
for sure.
Truly special. So I think since Alan is our guest tonight, we should kick it off with him. And these are all questions related to the Field of Dreams game tonight on Fox.
Okay.
So here we go. This year's Field of Dreams game features a showdown between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Blank.
Am I really supposed to answer this?
Oh, boy.
No.
You gotta give him a hint.
Oh, I gotta give him a clue.
Yeah, so he can get to the right answer.
Okay. Kind of like password.
Right. Alex doesn't know anything about
sports. Like Alex, nothing. What do you do in your spare time?
Not watch sports. That's right. For sure.
Wow, what do you watch?
I'm the anime senpai.
You going to Tony plays or something? No. All right. Here's your first clue.
Okay.
It is a very popular color.
No. You only got one. You gotta give one word. It's like password. One word.
Oh, okay. So, and the password is...
Right, you got to say this. So it's the Cincinnati blank. You got to give him one word, he has to guess it. I know you've never played, so go ahead.
Yeah, password is a tough game.
Yeah, it's
and tough. And the password is not like blue.
Blue? Red.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
It is good. It was a terrible clue, but he got it anyway.
Wait a minute.
I would like to point out that Alex had to think about that one, and the game is on two screens in the TV.
I didn't look up.
Here.
I should have.
Yes,
yeah,
good.
It's
right.
It's there. So
listen, if I was going to be getting points, I'd be happy. I'm ahead here.
Yeah, that's true.
Next up here, Rob, we have the Cubs aren't the only major league team in the city of Chicago. The Blank Sox also play in Chicago.
Oh, gosh.
All right, here we go. Ready, Alex?
Yeah.
Black?
White.
Yeah.
I like it, Rob.
Oh, you say my clue was bad?
It was his influx.
Did you hear the influx?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know what I mean? Black?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
All right, Alan, next up here. In 2016, the Cubs beat the Blank Indians to earn their first World Series championship in over 100 years.
Oh, boy.
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cleveland.
Another bad clue.
Yes, that was right.
Let's go.
All right, Rob. The Cubs' all-time leading home run hitter has had his career come under scrutiny due to his alleged use of PEDs.
Uh-oh.
That man, of course, is Blank Sosa.
Juice.
Blank Sosa.
Juice.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm going to try.
Alex?
Yes. Juice.
Davis?
Davis? Derek?
No. Sorry.
Davis?
Yeah. You know me. I'm always outdated with my references. So
from 1970s and up, please.
I know. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, Alan. You get a chance to take this one from Rob.
I'm already winning, aren't I? All right.
I don't know.
Don't get too comfortable.
Missile.
That did not help at all. Missile. Okay.
All right.
I guess not.
Let's see. What did I say?
Okay, I don't know any of these
clues.
Names.
Okay.
Something a little bit more dated.
Yes, I know, but
just a little bit. Please.
Okay. Let me see.
Huh.
Come on.
Bull?
Sam?
You got to accept that?
Yep, that counts.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
I'll take that.
Sammy the Bull. Sammy the Bull.
I'll take that.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, got you. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Alan. Next up here. Arguably the greatest catcher in baseball history, played his entire career for the Reds, and his name is Johnny Blank.
Gosh. Chair.
Bench.
That Boom. Is right.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised.
I see you.
Me too. Johnny Bench.
Oh, wow. All right, Rob.
Nice job.
I don't know how he caught for 18 years, Alan. Honestly.
I'm just telling you.
Dude, he must have no cartilage in his knees.
Oh, jeez.
He's sitting down at the Field of Dreams game.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
All right. Next up, the Cubs play their home games at the world-famous Blank Field, where the entire back fence is covered in ivy.
Are you ready, Alec? Here we go.
No.
Gum?
What are you trying to say?
It's Blank Field, but I'm saying gum.
Double?
No.
Yeah. I was thinking like double mint. No.
All right. Figley.
Wrigley.
What? No. Can't do
is
that.
It really?
It is Wrigley Field.
What no, did he kidding. Say? Figley?
Yeah. Is that a word?
That ain't good. That's a, what word is that?
Is what that is a word?
Figley? No.
It's not?
No.
I'm sure I've heard that word before.
What you gosh. Call it? Adam was not wearing this, a Figley leaf.
Okay? I feel like this, game's, this game's now under protest.
Stop
you
it.
You
stop
don't
stop
have
it.
A Figley tree in your backyard?
You
have
nobody.
A Figley?
Come on.
Is it just kind of, a fig tree?
What kind of cookies did you eat?
A Figley?
Figley Newtons? Figley Newtons?
It was all in the inflection.
No, that Figley.
That was
Wrigley.
Good. That was
you
good.
Could have just said Wrigley instead of Figley. That doesn't count. Do I have a chance to win this, or is it over?
Well, it's over because we're going to be kind to Alan, but we can do the last one for fun if you'd like
I
to.
Love fun,
let's
yeah.
Let's do it.
The Reds won two championships during the 1970s when fans affectionately referred to them as the Big Red Blank.
My go?
Let's. You can go, Rob. That's fine.
Well, go ahead, Alan.
No, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead. Okay. I don't want to beat you so bad.
Such gentlemen.
Yes. Big Red.
PG, Rob. PG.
Yes.
Please keep it PG. Morning.
That's right. That was the all-time classic God, with Fred Rogan.
My favorite.
Yes. Ghosts.
What?
It's a stretch.
Ghosts?
Ghost.
Big
singular.
Red ghosts. Busters? Oh. Sorry.
Okay, Alan.
Terminator.
Machine. Really?
Yes, you got it. I was doing the Police song, Ghost in the Machine, but I needed two words.
1980s and above.
You know, I know, I can't help it.
Alex actually should have gotten that clue if he's the big anime guy, since there is an anime called Ghost in the Machine.
See?
He should know
Ghost
that.
Ghost in the Shell, but thanks.
Oh, you know what? There you go. Actually,
don't rob me of my win. Get that, Rob? Don't rob me of my win.
That's right. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Great job, Alex. Thanks,
Bo.
That's right. And coming up, we're going to do a little wrap this bad boy up about the little NBA talk, the Nets and the ultimatum on where they're going. But it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're trying to give clues to Alex on Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
No better way than to wrap up a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Alan Lee. Filling in for the vacationing, Chris Broussard. Alan, did you like Cheers?
Love Cheers. Yes. Love Cheers. Remember they used to have even all those Cheers bars?
Oh, yeah. I went to the Cheers bar in Boston, you know, that they have there downtown. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
Yep.
I've actually never been to Boston.
No? You're okay then. Don't worry about it. No, I'm just kidding. yes, AutoZone has your free services that you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. That's right, with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save both time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get into the zone, AutoZone. Before we go and talk a little bit about the Nets, I do want to say, did you happen to look up at the TV for the seventh inning stretch in Iowa?
I did.
They had a virtual Harry Carey singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Did you see that?
I certainly did.
Dandruff included. No,
I remember being in Chicago one night. It was about 3 a.m. We were still at a bar, trying to figure out how to get back home. And outside this big window, my buddy goes, "Is that Harry Carey?" And I go, "Yeah, it is Harry Carey." He had like an entourage with him after 3 a.m. in Chicago.
But he's a legendary. That's the all-time. Old-time baseball guy, just like crazy, living on the edge every night. You know what I mean?
King of Rush Street,
no doubt. And people grow up with guys like that, and it means we just lost Vin Scully in Los Angeles, Alan. You know that, right? I mean,
man, that's unbelievable. That was my hero, man. Love me some Vin.
That was something, yeah.
On a warm summer day, Rob Parker, the young man from New York.
He was tremendous. We lost him. There's another great broadcaster in Detroit, Ernie Harwell, we lost, who was another one people in the Midwest. Ernie Harwell did Brooklyn Dodger games. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Know that. Yeah.
Ernie used to tell great stories. I used to
Red
love
Barber got in
him.
The job, right?
Yep. Yeah. And Ernie would tell me about taking the train rides to the West Coast back to Allen, which was St. Louis. That was the West Coast trip to St. Louis. And riding the train and playing cards with Jackie Robinson. I used to just get goosebumps when he would tell me those stories.
Man, I miss Keith Jackson. I miss all those legendary voices.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many. So many, definitely. But, yeah, that was that must have been something to hear Harry Carey's voice in that venue. It was something.
Growing up in Chicago, Rob, when he used to be partnered with Jimmy Pearsall and they did White Sox games.
Right, because he did White Sox first.
It was
right?
Some of the funniest broadcasts because Harry, by the seventh inning, was totally gone.
Right, he would drink during the game.
I mean, there's no question Harry drank. Harry, one time, it was a blowout game, and Harry on the air goes, "Wait a minute. Hey, where is the Bud girl?" You know, he goes,
during the game?
Yes. He goes, "She hasn't been around here for a couple of innings. Somebody go find her."
My God. What was that slogan they used to have? Bud Man.
I'm a and Cup a fan of Bud
and a
Man.
Bud Man. Yeah, and that was Harry Carey, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So they were all kind. And we're not going to talk about the basketball. We'll just finish up with the baseball. I just saw that because it just brings me back. Bob Murphy was the guy I grew up with in New York, listening to on the radio. He was a great broadcaster, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and he just had his couple of sayings. He used to always say, we'd be in the car, Alan, and he would say, "Fasten your seatbelts, we're going to the ninth," you know, like stuff like that, and you always remembered. If a Mets player made an error, he'd always say, "That's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes." I still remember all those sayings.
Oh, man.
Yeah, as a kid.
It was Jack Brickhouse in Chicago. Pretty well hit. Way back, 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 back. It's a home run for Ernie Banks. Yeah, it was.
Man.
And you,
so
remember,
awesome.
You remember Kurt Gowdy, Game of the Week?
Sure, on NBC. Oh. Are you kidding? That's what. Back then, you didn't have cable. We could only see, like, right. The other league, right? Most of the time, you lived in a one-team town. You could only see the other league on a national game on NBC. Yeah. But all right, I know we're running out of time. Alan, again, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great job filling in for Chris. And, you know, make sure you listen to The Odd Couple tomorrow. Yours truly will be off. I'm heading to Washington, D.C. for a little R&R. But I'll be back on the radio on Monday, The Odd Couple on Monday, all next week. So don't fret. It's just one day, and we appreciate you. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next up here on Fox Sports Radio. So you know what you need to do. Stick and stay. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.